Well, when you watch the fans at your matches, it really is unbelievable. Win or lose, they're going crazy. The team isn't doing that well. They're still going, you know, they're rooting you guys on. It really is something special the way they followed you guys.
Oh, yeah. And it was funny because a couple weeks ago, or it was kind of like our first home weekend, so a month ago now, but I was having a problem on the court hearing what my hitters were calling. And I didn't know what to, you know, I'd never
had that
before.
Go up and
do
the quarterback thing and everybody quiet down a little bit?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been something that I've had to adjust to on the court, running the offense, and it's a good adjustment that I've had to make. So.
Have you had to worry about that at all? I mean, compare our crowds to other places, because obviously our fans don't have any idea what other schools draw. We have nothing to compare it to.
It is not like that in any other gym, and I can safely say that. It's the atmosphere at Michigan Tech this year has been unbelievable.
That's awesome. Cool. It is a lot of fun to be at matches, and you can definitely feel the energy, and you guys seem to play off that energy too, obviously, with the fans there and the band. And
yes, everything. Yes, and the band has been so great. I mean, we only expected them three times this year, and they've come to, I think, now six of our games. So, and that just, I mean, adds a whole new element. Nobody has a band like ours.
That's awesome. So, big match tonight. You go down to Northern, potentially the last time you're playing the Wildcats as a Michigan Tech Husky. What are the thoughts there?
Excitement. I mean, I've had my adrenaline going for the past, I don't know, 48 hours. So, once we finish Grand Valley, it's focusing on Northern. And they are a very experienced team. They have five seniors that they play and that I've seen for the past, well, let's see, 5 years now.
Yeah, right.
4 years. I really believe we play our game plan and we can beat them. Northern and us match up very well as far as who our strongest points are and then who the weakest points are on both teams. So I think as far as a game plan, we'd be aggressive serving. We take them out of their system and their offense, and then we play hard defense and then come at them with what we can do offensively.
Do you like the middle of the week games? Like, I mean, with the Northern games, are always on Tuesdays, it seems like. Do you like that or no?
I definitely do like it. It adds a different dimension to our week, and it's always fun kind of, I actually like going down there more than I like playing them up here on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I love their gym and the away crowds. They will have a big crowd tonight, so it could be a hard hearing too tonight, but it'll be a lot of fun. This will be our third Tuesday game this year, so I do like them. Throws off the week, but it's a good throw off. So,
Mitch, you're tied in with us right now. Do you have any questions for Maddie here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, Ferris makes a lot of, Northern makes a lot of errors, and Ferris's game is so error-free that I think that's where ultimately Northern just could not make up the lost room. But I was surprised it wasn't more of a game myself. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, for sure, I agree. I thought it would have been more of a battle.
Who is the best team that you've seen this year that we've played?
You know, I would say Grand Valley. I actually was a little caught off guard by how consistent they were in playing us. And now, granted, we had not a very good game against them and did not challenge them hardly at all. But as far as a consistency in their passing and serve receive and then, again, serving, they do a good job taking care of the ball. So I would say them or Ferris. You know, I think both are very strong programs and have been in my entire career at Tech. But I'd give it to Grand Valley. Yeah, you know, I mean, we couldn't really set up a whole lot and couldn't get into our rhythm. And ultimately, I think that just was the nail in the coffin for us. We never really came back around.
Maddie, any chance you'll be have volleyball coaching in your future?
You know, I think it definitely is a possibility. I don't think I'm ready to leave the game yet. So we'll see. I mean, always opening and keeping open for my options and everything like that. So. I did. My mom and dad and sister were able to come up, so my brother was the only one who... It was probably my sister. Yeah. I mean, she was called... Everybody thought she was me for most of the games.
How much younger is she?
She is 6.5 years
younger.
But she's taller than me and looks more mature, so I'm always considered the youngest in the family.
Couple degrees. Yeah.
You know, I can't... That question is so... I just...
It's not over, Mitch.
Yeah, I will... I'm going to take away a lot, I think. If anything, I've learned so much and met so many great people that I know I'm going to be okay in life.
Some towels.
Well, Maddie, we appreciate you getting up early with us today. We know you have a busy day today. We wish you the best of luck tonight and, of course, for the rest of the season and whatever it is you end up doing once you get out of here. If you get out of here. if you want to get out of here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Dirk.
All right, thanks a lot Wes. Thanks to all of our coaches. Husky soccer this afternoon at 1:45 on the Mix, 2 o'clock at Sherman Field against Saginaw Valley State. Husky basketball tomorrow night hosting Finlandia University. Both games will be on Mix 93 WKMJ. And a busy Husky hockey weekend as we take on the Spartans from Michigan State here at the McGinnis Student Ice Cream. There is a Blue Line Luncheon on Friday at 11:30, right?
Yep. Meal starting 11:30. I think the program will start afternoon. So looking forward to that. Husky's night out coming next Monday, Dirk, and football on the road as well. So busy weekend. Looking forward to it.
All right. That's Husky's Drive Time on Mix 93.